Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What we're hearing is that Major League Baseball came to an agreement with Tony Bosch, and they will lessen his legal load in exchange for what they believe is very credible testimony against quite a few players. There are upwards of 20. We don't know the exact figure. I mean, it could be fewer. It could be more, though. It could be dozens more. If there are records indicating that the players were under his care for performance-enhancing drugs, well, that number could certainly swell. And, they're looking for corroborating evidence. They're looking for authentication of evidence. And these are things that they believe Tony Bosch can provide to them.
That's ESPN's Pedro Gomez commenting on Major League Baseball's apparent plan to suspend as many as 20 players and maybe even more over charges they've used performance-enhancing drugs. Sports Talk Radio, including Major League Baseball's drug suspensions, number 10 on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekend review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing what's happened this past week, ending on the 7th of June, reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com, which is the premier publication in the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs across the country and conducting a very interesting convocation, if you will, in New York City this week. Major League Baseball, number 10. At number 9, the countdown focuses on Chrysler's recall refusal. Here's host John Gambling with the car doctor, Ron Ananian. They talk about the recall the government has asked Chrysler to do and why Chrysler says,
Millions of Jeeps potentially being recalled for rear-end collision, and I gather there's been a couple of incidents where the gas tanks have exploded?
Yes, let's set the stage, John. 93 through 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee and similar year models Jeep Liberties. The problem is that the gas tanks made out of plastic, remember they always tell you about plastic, high-quality plastic, that's the future, it's here and now. Their concern is position of the gas tanks located behind the rear axle. In the event of a rear-end collision, a car comes up and hits it from behind, could burst the tank and cause an explosion, fire, and all the other things that go along with that. 37 deaths reported so far. This has been going on since 2010. This is not something new that they just stumbled across. So this is a problem.
Is this the first time a car company has said to the NTSB,
In recent memory, yes. This is. And, you know, this is why I was explaining this to someone else the other day. That's why they always say it's a voluntary recall or an involuntary recall. And HTSA does have the chops. They can say to Chrysler, okay, that's it. Bring them in. The problem is it's the cost factor. And it's you know, this is going to have to go to court now. And, you know, they're giving Chrysler till June 18th to decide whether or not they want to play the game in HTSA's way.
You said that this was through the 2004 Grand Cherokee and Liberty production line. Have they changed the gas tank?
Yes, they moved the gas tank to the front of the rear axle. They changed position. Now, I can tell you, I have my middle daughter, my Army kid, drives a 95 Grand Cherokee when she's home. And this is the vehicle that's going to be under recall. And I've always looked at that gas tank and said, what a bad position, what a bad spot that is. It's just a giant piece of plastic hanging down. If some low vehicle were to nose it, you could see how it could go under the bumper, lift the gas tank, crush it, and shove it up to the front top of the car, you know, towards the floor pan, so to speak. You could see that it's going to be contained in an area where it's going to be an explosion. I've always told her to be, you know, I kind of, when you're sitting in traffic, watch it.
Yeah, but the problem is if you're sitting in traffic and some clown run, you know, rear ends you, there's not much you can do.
No, there isn't. I really think, John, that from all the reports I've read, this is about money. This isn't about safe cars. You know, for Chrysler to say, all right, let's recall 2.7 million vehicles. You know, what's going on right now in the world of car dealers? Think about it. It's the end of the season run. They're getting rid of all the 2013s, bringing out the 2014s. This is not a good time to bring out a recall. And quite frankly, this is about dollars. It'll cost Chrysler. Let me say it like this. Back in 2011, when Toyota recalled 1.7 million vehicles for fuel leaks, they estimated the cost at $240 million. What's it going to cost Chrysler to recall almost 3 million vehicles, almost double that number? It's staggering. So, you know, for a company that's still struggling financially, let's say, after the government bailout, for them to have to recall 3 million vehicles, It's not about safety. It's about making money.
Coming up, military sex assaults, the Supreme Court, and the NSA all in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday Sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Walt Clyde Frazier. Are you having more and more urges to use the bathroom? Like when you're on a job or at home trying to sleep. Don't let your prostate health give you the crossover move on your life. There's one thing being number one, and then there's another thing constantly going number one. That's why there's only one supplement I trust for prostate health, Super Beta Prostate. It's got natural ingredients that will make your prostate percolate. Super Beta Prostate will post and toast those urges to go and put the stifling D on nighttime bathroom trips. And you can try it free. All you have to do is call for a free 30-day supply. I believe in Super Beta Prostate. I believe it will change your life, and I know you'll love it too.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Maryland license number 0016985. Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you, even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt. Stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
This is the Talk Radio Review for the week ending June 7th. I'm Doug Steffen, number 8 on the countdown. The military sexual assaults, that whole discussion focuses here with the host Jimmy Cefalo talking to correspondent Jared Halpin about the hearings held this week on the problems of sexual assaults in the armed forces.
Well, members of the Senate Armed Services Committee grilled senior military leaders over sexual assaults in the armed forces. New York Democratic Kirsten Gillibrand said sexual assault victims fear coming forward.
Not every single commander can distinguish between a slap on the ass and a rape. You have lost the trust of the men and women who rely on you, that you will actually bring justice in these cases. They're afraid to report. They think their careers will be over.
Now, it was a very uncomfortable afternoon for those men in military uniforms sitting before that committee. They grilled them pretty good, especially the female members of that committee.
You know, I was struck by what obviously the female members like the Democrat you just played, Kirsten Gillibrand, had to say, but also struck by John McCain, who certainly is one of the more decorated veterans on this committee in the United States Senate. And he recalled a story at this hearing where a family friend, a young woman, asked if he thought that his daughter should join the military. He said she asked if I could give my unqualified support to her. I could not, McCain said. I cannot overstate my disgust and disappointment over the continued reports of sexual misconduct in our military. Went on to say that all of this talk has been insufficient, demanding more action from these commanders. So, I mean, you sort of got the sense that they're fed up. That obviously what we heard from the brass, the top military commanders, was the same thing, that this needs to stop. But the suggestions that Congress would like to put in place are getting a lot of opposition from military commanders. They say that the power structure, the leadership structure that's in place now, the way that sexual assaults are handled is fine. They just need more training. Obviously, that's not what members of Congress from this Senate committee felt.
The item at number 7 is the Supreme Court's ruling on DNA swabs. Talk host Denny Schaefer with a focus on the ruling that police can take a DNA swab from you after an arrest, not a conviction, on certain serious crimes.
Are you okay with police being able to take your DNA after they arrest you? Just arrest you, not convict you, not charge you, not charge or convict you, just based on your arrest. And it's, pretty certain serious crimes. Some certain serious crimes. Which crimes are those? Can we get a list? We need a clarification. We need to go to the replay booth. We got to find out what exactly is going on here in this situation. This is not good. It's really not good. And here's the thing. If you agree with me, and I think most reasonable human beings do, then you also agree with the ACLU. The ACLU says it's wrong and it shouldn't be happening. What is most troubling about this? There's a lot of things that are troubling. First off, who trusts the government anymore? You can't trust the government. Look what's going on with the IRS, those bastards. Who gets to define serious crime? That's what I want to know. Let me just be clear on my opinion on this one. So you don't call me a hypocrite. The problem I have with this is they take your DNA on an arrest. Not on a charge, not on a conviction, but an arrest. What if you're wrongly arrested, Duke lacrosse team? They take all your DNA. Do they give it back? Do they destroy it? And how do you know if they destroyed it? How what are they going to do with that DNA? What if they're going to clone you? They might clone you. Hey, we got this guy's DNA. Let's clone this guy so we can find out how the criminal mind works. The problem with this is DNA on an arrest, not a conviction. That's the problem with this, and it's wrong, people.
Item number 6 on the countdown, the NSA phone records seizure. After this news exploded on talk radio and social media this week, Congressman Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, tried to explain that this was not a big deal and had actually already prevented some terrorist attacks.
This is a court order that is of which the asking for that court order is approved and overseen by both the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees. It's reviewed every 90 days. They report to the court every 30 days. I've seen a lot of misinformation that this is a monitoring or surveillance program. None of that true. This is a court order for business records. And if they're going to make a query of those business records, they have to follow a court-approved method to do that. So this is, they're not data mining. None of that is happening. So there is none of that of surveillance or data mining happens at all. And the reason they use this, and I can tell you why this program is important, that within the last few years, this program was used to stop a program, or excuse me, stop a terrorist attack in the United States. We know that. It's important. It fills in a little seam that we have, and it's used to make sure that there is not an international nexus to any terrorism event that they may believe is ongoing in the United States. So in that regard, it is a very valuable thing. It is legal. It's been authorized by Congress. It has, again, judicial oversight and review, again, every 30 days with information, 90 days to go back to the judge for reauthorization. The number of queries into this information is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1%. People need to understand that. It is that the sheer number, and the number itself is classified, is infinitesimal, practically, from what I think people are, what I see on TV and read the newspaper, it sounds like this big sweeping program. It's none of those things.
Coming up next, immigration and transplants when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
For Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, working on the top 10. We're at number 5, actually, on the countdown. That's immigration reform. From countdown affiliate KSYL in Lafayette, Louisiana, host Bob Madison and Dave Grishin talking to Senator David Vitter of Louisiana about what he doesn't like in the Gang of Eight's immigration proposal.
You hear a lot of misinformation, and I'd like to, you know, what is the real lowdown on that? What is it that you're against on it?
Well, the main thing I'm against is granting an immediate amnesty to potentially 10, 11, 12 million illegals here now, mm-hmm. with only promises of enforcement. Those promises have been made many, many times before over the last 30-plus years. They haven't been kept. So I think we need to prove out that enforcement before we move with anything else, and this bill does exactly the opposite. It's a model, quite frankly, that has been used in the past and has failed, most notably in 1986.
Right. Yeah, I was reading an article over the weekend, and they were talking, and it had a lot to do with this immigration bill, but they sort of took the same course that you did in saying, how can we put together an immigration bill when we still have a totally porous border?
Yeah, we need to fix that first. And what this bill says is that the only thing that needs to happen in order for this amnesty to go forward is the Secretary of Homeland Security has to present a plan. Well, there have been hundreds of plans presented. There have been thousands of promises made.
Yeah.
We need more than that in hand, fully verified, before we move forward with anything else. In 1986, that was the same deal, you know.
Yep.
Grant this amnesty, we'll fix the border, we'll fix enforcement, and then it will be done for good. Problem will be solved permanently. We'll never have to revisit this.
Yep.
Well, of course, it didn't solve the problem. It didn't merely sustain the problem. It quadrupled the problem. What
right.
was 3 million illegal aliens then is 11 million today.
The number 4 item on the countdown this week, the child lung transplant case. Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about a judge putting this girl on the adult lung donor list after bureaucratic red tape in Washington threatened her very life.
Oh, you must be pleased with this news.
Well, I am, Chris, but I think you and I both agree. The last thing we want is a system where either a bureaucrat or a politician assigns something as precious as vital organs based on whatever criteria they may come up with, including whether it's a sympathetic patient or not. My point in this entire battle has been that we have a flawed policy. And it's true that the circumstances of Sarah exposed the flaw in the policy, but it's clearly flawed. It needs to be fixed. I'm not looking for an exception for an individual. I'm looking to eliminate the flaw, have a fair policy, and I'm happy to acknowledge that in the process, it could very well save a child's life. That's great, but it is not an effort to single out one individual and put her at the head of a line she wouldn't otherwise be on.
And so the pushback from some, Senator, this is not mine, but I'm offering it up because right. I'm interested in having the discussion with you about this, because
sure.
it
sure.
is a good one. They say, well, look, little Sarah is emotional. This is an emotional case. She's a sweet, cute little girl. But somebody else now may not get along because Sarah's had an emotional social media and diplomatic push and a national news media push and a frenzy surrounding her, and this is not where we want to be as a nation. Now,
so,
in concept, I agree with that, but that's just the problem, isn't it? That's we shouldn't be here, and that's because of arbitrary bureaucracy.
Well, that's exactly right, because of an arbitrary and unfair bureaucracy that says children under the age of 12 may not be on the list for an adult lung.
So the child lung transplant case, the fourth most talked about item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. Let's recap starting at number 10, Major League Baseball and yet another scandal with drugs is at that number 10 spot. Number 9, Chrysler's recall and the refusal for them to go along with the suggested recall from the feds. Number 8, military sexual assault, trials and conversation. Supreme Court's DNA swab ruling is number 7. The NSA phone record seizure is number 6. Immigration reform is 5. The child lung transplant case is number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 1, 2, and 3, or if you want to go backwards, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll go to number 3 in just a matter of moments, up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown. You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people. People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the Talk Radio Review. Week ending Friday, the 7th of June. We're into the second half hour and up to the top three most discussed topics, most interesting items, the hot hits, if you will. Number three, Eric Holder in the Department of Justice, the investigations into journalists at ABC and Fox and AP. Here is Pete Williams talking to Attorney General Holder about Holder's take on the controversy.
As a result of this process you've been going through, talking to bureau chiefs, looking back at how this has been handled, are there any changes that you think maybe should be made?
Well, we've had a really productive series of meetings, and one of the themes that has come through those meetings is the desire on the part of the media, and I think a legitimate desire, to have more notification before subpoenas are actually issued. And I think that that's one of the things that we're going to really look at, and I expect we're going to make changes, that we will come up with ways in which notification can be given to the media that will not have a negative impact on the integrity of the investigations that we're doing, and possibly involve, on a more consistent basis, judges as third-party arbiters when it comes to the issuance of these subpoenas.
So it would be up to a judge in those cases when the news media resists having these documents turned over.
I mean, that's one of the things that we're considering. You know, we've not really come up with a formal mechanism as yet as to what the process is actually going to look like.
Presumably, you wouldn't be doing this review if you thought that all the way along the line so far that balance was appropriately struck.
Well, I'm a little concerned that things have gotten a little out of whack in the sense that I think that our rules and regulations need to both be updated and need to reflect in a better way, just personally for me, need to reflect in a better way the striking of that balance.
Let me ask you about one of these cases that has gotten a lot of attention, and that is this request for a search warrant to look at the emails of the Fox News reporter, because the prosecutor said in the application for the search warrant there was probable cause to believe that he was at the very least an aider, abettor, or co-conspirator of a government official who was under investigation for leaking classified information. Did that go too far?
Well, I don't want to, again, comment on a particular case, but let me just say that I think that there are certain things that we can do better. certain ways in which we can make things, we can express things in a better way. But it's also consistent with our need to, I think, change our rules, our guidelines, and change the statute that is actually involved in that matter, so that you never call a reporter who is simply doing his or her job in gathering news a criminal. That is not something I'm comfortable with. I am not comfortable with guidelines, with rules, with laws that would force us to do something like that. And it is in that area that I think the changes will be the most significant.
How has the criticism affected you? You've had people saying that you should resign, that this is you've done a terrible thing here to America's image. How has it affected you?
Well, you know, some of the criticism, obviously, some parts of all criticism are going to be legitimate, and I try to listen to that, focus on that, and try to figure out how I can do things better. Large parts of the criticism that you get in Washington, D.C. is partisan in nature. It's gotcha in nature. And I'm 4.5 years into this job with some pretty thick skin, and so that stuff I don't really focus on.
All cabinet members serve at the pleasure of the president, but is it your intention to serve this term out?
No, that's not my intention. Behind me is a portrait of Janet Reno, who served 8 years under Bill Clinton. I was her deputy attorney general for 4 of those years. There's some things that I want to do, some things I want to get done that I've discussed with the president. And once I have finished that, I'll sit down with him and we'll determine when it's time to make a transition to a new attorney general.
But to be clear, you're not stepping down now?
No, I have no intention of doing so now.
Talk-O's Brian Thomas here with Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio. They talk about the AG lying under oath and if the scandal ends with Holder going, and also whether there's a connection to the White House in all of this.
You expect Eric Holder maybe to be thrown in the bus, but that assumes that he's being sacrificed in order to protect the president. Do you think this really goes up to the president, or is this something that stops at Eric Holder, or is there going to be a special prosecutor looking into this one, too? What's the story?
Well, originally, it was those Wascally Webbets out in Cincinnati that were up to this, and of course, it didn't get to Washington. Now we know, after the interviews, that it certainly did go to Washington. Did it go from Washington to the White House? I would say probably. Did it go to the president? We don't know. But we're finding those things out, and we need to be methodical about this. We need to not go beyond the facts, but we need to get those facts. You know, we have to make sure we don't overreach and, that kind of thing. But it's certainly, you have to use your common sense here. And, everything that they've said thus far has turned out, for the most part, to be false. They've tried to distance themselves, and at this point, it goes to the Attorney General, and does it go to the President? Well, we'll know eventually. Right now, the press has been pretty good, the mainstream press has been pretty good about encouraging that we go up as high as it is, but I have to say, at some point, if you look at what's happened in the past,
yeah,
a lot of the mainstream press are going to end up turning on the folks that are actually trying to get the facts out there.
Yeah, look,
the conservatives that are at fault here.
As you were talking, I wrote down Fast and Furious because that went nowhere.
Right.
We had people, our own people, murdered because our Justice Department decided to facilitate the illegal transfer of guns to Mexican drug cartels, and that went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that one still shocks me to this day.
Benghazi. I mean, there you
well,
people died, and people
yeah.
died in Benghazi too.
That leads us up to number two, Susan Rice, and what she's up to, and that's what we're up to next here on our review of the hot hits in talk radio for this past week.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Echoes of My Soul is the true story of the historic Wiley Hofford murder case. In 1963, an innocent man was wrongly arrested and interrogated, which eventually led to the introduction of Miranda rights. We spoke with author and renowned prosecuting attorney Robert K. Tannenbaum about the case and his new book on the subject.
The Wiley Hofford case, which is the story of Echoes of My Soul, was cited by Chief Justice Earl Warren when he wrote the majority opinion in Miranda. Earl Warren, who was a very tough DA in Alameda County and then Attorney General of California, of course, Governor in California before he sat on the bench, understood the reasons why you have to have certain corroborative rules. And the whole issue of how we corroborate statements is critical to understanding the trustworthy nature of how we present evidence in court. And it's very, very relevant today because the Fifth Amendment guarantees that nobody shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property and no without due process, and no one should be compelled to give evidence against himself. And when people come into a custodial interrogation environment, they have to be advised of their rights. That is to say, they don't have to answer any questions. And indeed, if they want to have a lawyer and cannot afford a lawyer will provide it for them. That's what this is all about, and that's what being in the American system is all about. It's all about fairness.
That's former prosecutor and author Robert K. Tannenbaum on his book, Echoes of My Soul.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org. Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale, now through July 4th, with savings so great. You won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number two on the week's countdown list. Susan Rice's appointment as the National Security Advisor. Here's Tom Roberts talking to political commentator James Carville. Carville says the move by the president is sort of an in-your-face deal.
What do you think of the decision of the president to name Susan Rice National Security Advisor?
Well, I my guess is that he wanted her to be Secretary of State, and he felt like she kind of got railroaded there, and this is a kind of in-your-face appointment. But he obviously thinks a great deal of Ambassador Rice. And like I say, he wanted to be Secretary of State, so she is not confirmable, and I think it's like a message that he's going to stick by. He views her as a competent person, and probably as a friend of his, and I think it just is in your face appointment. I think he feels good about
it. In your face, certainly, and the majority of Americans also think the Republicans, they're right to pursue their investigations of Benghazi, the IRS, the AP scandals. Dana Milbank compares Republicans' behavior now to the late 90s. So tell me if this sounds familiar, James. Then congressional Republicans howled themselves hoarse about Clinton administration scandals, but the indicators kept pointing to a booming economy, and support for the president, Bill Clinton, climbed steeply through 98 as House Republicans marched toward impeaching him. Are Republicans in danger of repeating history? Are we living through that once again?
Well, I think we know what happened in Benghazi. I mean, it's just that's just kind of we knew they did. They actually, you know, there was the report by Ambassador Pickering and Admiral Mullen. I think, you know, we know what happened. Look, I'll say this about the IRS thing: if the shoe were on the other foot, there were a Republican president, Democrats control the House, you would be jumping up and down. And at the end of the day, I think you got to let this thing play out. I'd be totally shocked and surprised that if the White House had anything to do with it, but I think that, to be fair, that the Democrats, I would be screaming for the Democrats to pursue this and get to the bottom of it. I think you're talking about kind of two different things here. And I think the public is kind of, their attitude is, you know, let it play out a little bit more. And this is going to be like a fiscal live with this. It's a low-grade fever. It's not causing significant damage. And I think that they're perfectly fine with that right now.
Talk host Peter Tilden with political analyst Wayne Slater. They talk about the politics behind this appointment.
So did Obama choose Susan Rice as an up yours? I mean, Susan Rice is the ambassador who was involved in the Benghazi situation.
Look, this is LeBron and the Miami Heat
and they're doing, what, a 360 dunk in your face? That's exactly what this is. It's very, very interesting to see what the Obama administration is doing in this second term, and it's essentially what you just said. It's up yours. It's basically, I'm naming Rice, who you in the Senate, you Republicans in the Senate, weren't going to allow for my Secretary of State. I'm going to name her, too, as my National Security Advisor. You have no say over that. She's got that job. He's going to name this other, he's named this other woman Samantha Power, who actually I actually thought was Samantha Bee from The Daily Show, but I think it's Samantha Power, who's a strong Harvard-educated professor to be the U.N. ambassador. And then he's done some other stuff. He's named these judges appointees to the district court in D.C., basically saying to the Republicans, try to bust all three of these at the same time. And his former campaign manager, David Plouffe, puts up a tweet against Daryl Issa, who is sort of one of their nemesis, the House Oversight Committee guy on the IRS issue. And blasts ISA by saying, oh, great, strong words from Mr. Grand Theft Auto, a reference to ISA's past in which he was indicted, although acquitted, for stealing cars. This is an administration
playing
very tough stuff.
Yeah, they could have picked somebody. He could have very easily picked somebody less controversial. I guess this is payback for her, too.
He's a loyalist. She's so loyal. Very close to the president. I never thought there was ever going to be any question when she got busted and effective. She left. I mean, she basically pulled back and abandoned the Obama effort to make her Secretary of State. There was no question in my mind that this is where she was going to end up. But this is a very defiant president. You look at the last, three or four weeks, and if you look at the poll results today, I think the NBC poll, which basically shows Obama himself is pretty much holding his own despite a terrific deluge of scandal problems. So this is, I'm amazed, frankly, at how defiant Obama is.
I think the GOP doesn't care about Susan Rice as much because they're going to move on. They've already moved on to Hillary and blaming her from Benghazi. So I think the shift has happened.
Yeah, I think the Hillary thing is a much more fruitful because that's what they're going to see in 2016. That's probably, and you saw the hint of the anti-Hillary early on, and then they got diverted, or frankly, so I thought they had some better opportunities these other scandals. I guess probably the better way to go.
Here are our hosts John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking to Jennifer Epstein from Politico.com about the president appointing Susan Rice to that position.
Did you have any inkling that this was coming around the bend, that Susan Rice has been promoted to National Security Advisor? I would have thought that she was already a broken pinata at this point.
Well, certainly since she kind of got pushed out of the running for Secretary of State, there was a lot of talk in Washington that she was still in line for the National Security Advisor position, that when Tom Donilon left, and there were expectations that he would be leaving at some point toward the start of the second term, that Susan Rice was the top candidate for that, and that, you know, quite honestly, the president doesn't care about all the controversy over the talking points, and that Susan Rice is somebody who he trusts and who's become part of his circle, and he wants her to stay on his team.
Is her background commensurate with that position?
Is there, perhaps not, but, she's been on the Obama team, and that's sufficient. You know, she does have national security knowledge, certainly. She's been privy to decision-making for the past 4 years in the Obama administration, and that's worth a lot in this highly centralized way that the Obama administration works, where so much of what goes on happens out of the West Wing and happens out of the Oval Office.
Jennifer, who is she running against? What other names were being floated around for this position?
You know, there really weren't many other names being floated around for this position. I think that there was a clear sense that if Tom Donilon were to leave, it would be Susan Rice who took the place. You know,
do you think that they owed her that position since she took the fall for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, in some ways, yes. Certainly, it seems like she, had to give up what was sort of her dream job and the job that that it seems like the administration had sort of promised her she would be getting in the second term. And, you know, they still need to give her something. You know, she's faced a lot of attacks and, you know, really personal attacks. And so, you know, to hopefully kind of help her clear her name over the next few years, she's in a serious position where she'll play a key role in the president's decision-making on national security issues.
So that leaves number one for our discussion, the IRS and what's going on with them. Is that more important than the NSA? Well, I think it's been around longer, so that puts it at the number one position. We'll get to it in just a moment here on the Countdown.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Let's finish off for this hour of the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. The IRS scandal is front and center. Here's radio man Bob Murray talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the IRS targeting these various political groups and how long Durbin thinks these hearings will go on.
Let's talk about this IRS situation. Is this much ado about nothing as far as the Democrats are concerned, but the Republicans, they're really saying, oh, we've got to have another hearing or two or three or four.
Well, let me tell you, it was wrong to target any group, right, left, center, Democrat, Republican, independent, labor, business, Tea Party, you name it. You don't target groups. The IRS does that. They lose their credibility, and it's just fundamentally unfair. But let me tell you the other side of the coin. We're talking about giving organizations tax-exempt status that they can keep their contributors secret, and they can spend as much as they want on political campaigns. That is a huge decision. And many of these folks are actually violating the law as they do it. We wrote the law and said you can't get tax-exempt status unless you are exclusively spending your money for social welfare, education efforts and health efforts and like that. Well, these organizations came in. They're not even close to spending money for social welfare. That's all about political campaigns. So wrong to target the Tea Party and the conservatives, but equally, the IRS has a responsibility to make sure these folks are not ripping off the tax code.
Is this going to be drawn out for a while?
Oh, sure. Some people, I'm sure, are going to try to drag it out until the next election. But, you know, I found interesting, as I just look at the polling and I go back home, nobody talks about this. It's like, come on, the most important thing going on out there is get the economy moving again. Let's do something to create jobs in this country. How am I going to get my kid in college? How much debt are they going to have to get a decent education? You know, the basics. stuff, Bob, is what most people really think about.
Here's talk host John Rowland talking to Chris Moody from Yahoo News about the hearings this week, which he says are not partisan at all. Everybody is outraged at the behavior of the IRS, and that's for sure.
Is it 100% partisan? Is it what's happening?
Well, unlike actually a lot of hearings like this in the past, this is not 100% partisan. You have both sides, Republicans and Democrats, who are pretty outraged about the behavior of the IRS in targeting these political groups. The indignation really has been all over the map here. Now, of course, like you said, there is a little bit of showboating, but that keeps us entertained. But there really are there's substance here. There are questions that need to be answered, and the lawmakers are prodding as much as they can to get those answers.
Now, Chris, is this creating legs? In other words, I always feel that if you can do a hearing, you want to open the can of worms, and then you want to, you know, you want to really get people subpoenaed. You want to get them under oath to, and I know, well, actually, in all these hearings, they're probably under oath, but it really doesn't count unless they've been subpoenaed, it appears. So is this the beginning of many more hearings? Do you think they go to a prosecutor? Do you think they do a special counsel or a special committee?
Well, I'm not sure what the crystal ball says just yet for the future, but by the end of this week, we will have had half a dozen hearings about this one issue here, or about the IRS in general. I think it certainly has legs. There's been a lot of new eyeballs on the IRS, and as we've seen over the past few days, it's not just because of the targeting of conservative groups. Now Congress is aiming their guns at IRS spending on high-dollar
line dancing,
speakerships. Yes, flying in people all over the country, making these Star Trek videos to train their employees that are very expensive. So yeah, I think all the attention is on the IRS right now, and it's I don't see it going away anytime soon.
One of the things that always happens in any of these quote unquote scandals is they go in various directions. Something catches fire, and it appears to me that a lot of the rogues, you know, the front line folks, are really upset that they kind of got their finger pointed at them, and more than once they said, hey, listen, we don't make this stuff up as we go along. We get orders. We have directives coming from various offices. So, is this thing seem to be is the gas flowing uphill or is it going downhill?
Well, that's the great question. Who gave them the directive to do this? And that's something that even after five hearings on Capitol Hill, they have not been able to pinpoint yet. The Inspector General said that when he was doing his audit and he was interviewing IRS employees, none of them would point to who was responsible. Everyone stay very quiet about this. So I don't think you're going to have, I think you're going to have lawmakers who are not going to rest until they can find someone to blame here for this, or not just to blame, but just to find who was responsible. And right now, people are not talking. So, as you kind of mentioned earlier, it may take some kind of subpoena action or something even more, like a special prosecutor.
The IRS scandal, most talked about item this week in the talk radio world. Let's recap the Major League Baseball drug suspensions, number 10. Chrysler's recall refusal is number 9. The military sex assault, number 8. Number 7, the Supreme Court DNA swab ruling. Number 6, the NSA phone record seizure. Number 5, immigration reform conversation. Child lung transplant case, number 4. Eric Holder and the Department of Justice scandal, number 3. Number 2, Susan Rice's new job. And number 1, the IRS scandal. That's how we see it this week as we review from number 1 to number 10. That's what we usually do every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.